Well, there's no planets. There's no planets to see. I'm so accustomed to... Well, I was accustomed when I was out at the crash site, getting up in the morning and seeing planets. Of course, I was usually off by 5:30, but yeah, I think it's just too late now. I would see them earlier if I was up and going earlier, but I'm not anymore. I'm not having to haul it into town to get to work, being there early enough to make it happen. It's the little doggies. Yeah, I know. You're just so happy. I know. Oh, there's the dog over here that's just crazy about getting out. Maybe he'll just look at me. Some days he just looks at me. Other days he gets excited. I don't know if the other dog stir him up or what. Oh, there he goes. Yep. He kind of growls a little bit. You kind of wonder if he ever managed to get outside the fence. What would he do? I don't know if dogs behave differently under those circumstances. Anyway, so... Oh, a pleasant morning. Cool. A little bit of a breeze. I'm off and running. Oh, got another Agenda of God video going. Anyway, I'm still doing some of the work I need to do. That's a big dog. Well, big German Shepherd. But he's wagging his tail. But then again, you know, that doesn't mean they're in a good mood. I don't know. Maybe it does. I have no idea. Regardless. Got to handle what needs handling. Get things sort of worked out. I need to see how this reimbursement stuff's going to end up going. If they give me a check that I can deposit back into my Capital One account Capital One account was for Socorro. The need to take care of several things. And I'm gonna hang on to it simply for work related stuff. Keep a good little fund in there. But I need to set it up so that I can deposit money into it from just checks. Because I think I'm going to get reimbursed with checks. Because our payroll system is very separate. That's what I think I'm gonna get kind of a handle on here quickly. I went ahead and mowed down the neighbors. Matt's calling it the Goldilocks house. Because somebody said, you know, she just breaks in. She's a prowler there. You know, she goes in, breaks in, eats their food, sleeps on their beds, sits on their chairs, stuff like that. Now, this house doesn't have any of that stuff. There's just nothing there except the house. And anyway, we mowed its lawn, took a look around it. I've got to go this week down to the county treasurer and see if there's outstanding outstanding taxes to be paid on it. And if there are, I need to get need to pay that, and that ends up being kind of the ticket to taking over management of the house. handling things like that, making everything come together. Since I missed the tax sale, apparently the tax sale happened and I was never alerted to it, or it just didn't happen. And well, anyway, need to get that squared away one way or the other, whether we're going to be able to do it or not. Sounds like the claimed owners of the place, that they stopped paying taxes on it. And you go, who else would have? You know, well, it could have been the person who they bought it from. And you go, what happened to that person? You go, well, she was old. She may be gone now. Her family may not know that they might have some claim to it. I think the trick is to make sure that you don't get too weird about things. You make it livable. But you're always ready. If the sheriff comes and says, you've got to vacate the premises, and it's like, okay, so now you know that I'm paying taxes on it. If I'm out, I'm not paying taxes on it anymore. And that's money that's not coming into the treasury. So it's because nobody else is paying money on it. That's how I got it. That's how I... Oh, hey, here's a... There was a tarantula spider, and this is the time of year when they're out to do the dance. The guys are out trying to impress the girls and do the dance. The guys get to impress the girls. The girls like them. They get impregnated by him and then kill him. They don't need him anymore. If the girls don't like him, they just kill him. And I guess, I... Is that ichthyology or something? Something like that. Anyway, doesn't matter. You don't deal with law enforcement. You just say, okay, we'll leave. Because how the process goes is first, whoever's the owner, on the off chance they ever figure out what's going on, asks for rent. And if you don't, if you say no, you know, then it's eviction. It says, well, then you need to get out. It's like, okay. But until that time, you know, you have the use of the property. Well, I mean, you're using it. It's not, there's just, if nobody does anything about you using it, then you can go for adverse possession and you can get a deed to the property that way. And nobody else that the owner had no intention of, or didn't choose to do anything about what you were doing. And you go, well, that's illegal. And you go, lots of properties in this kind of a state, especially around Tucumcari, around every western town. You're going to have a certain amount that just doesn't isn't being dealt with for whatever reason. In this case, I talked to a lady who's one of the owners, and she said we had to leave and we just left. Since we haven't been paying the person who sold it to us, but obviously they're not interested in doing anything about it. If nothing else, I'll get that person to do something, and it'll be good for the neighborhood. I says, I'm just trying to do something for the neighborhood. The place is falling apart. It was ugly. You know, drags down the property value of anything else around it, including my house. I said, so I cleaned it up, and I'll move my descendants into it. Because it does have a thing about descendants. It says, yeah, descendants can claim it just as readily as anybody else can. If they want to, like I said, you know, I might not be there in 10 years. In this situation in 10 years. I don't know what happens. I don't know what comes. I don't know if, you know, people say, I'm ready for it. And it's like, I don't know if I'm ready for it, but I'm not going to be unhappy if it's not interesting. Our poor whirligig, it's got problems. Running out of parts. This is a classic of our times. You know, it used to be that the maintenance term of most things, especially something of a particularly large large impact, you would expect it to run for some decades. Our world has changed so much that this isn't really that true, apparently. This is this is just the reality of how these things work now. I don't know, you know, it's just the economics, I suppose. This is a GE wind turbine. much this makes the poor horses crazy. I don't have a clue. Haven't really done that study, have we? For our rodeo and our Mustang stuff. Anyway, so, yeah. And the whole thing is, so once this thing becomes extremely expensive to repair, the point to where the school can't really afford it, this would be classic two computer here. Getting money to do something than having absolutely no ability to sustain it. That's our community pool. I think it actually got some good work done on it, and it probably could hold water, but it doesn't. And mostly because I just can't talk anybody into actually running the pool, accepting the liability, stuff like that. There's just doesn't seem to be any money for it. So, interesting situation when it gets down to it. Anyway, so hope it doesn't turn out that way. The money from the electrical generation from it was supposed to be saved back to for replacement, I think. Maintenance and replacement, perhaps. And I think everybody plays the game of, well, we'll try to get the money out of another appropriation at some point to redo stuff. And there's that, you know. That's the game that gets played. And if something falls out of favor, well, it falls out of favor. And one just sees what one gets. Funny world, funny world. And that's it. Talk to you later.